Liverpool have now won five times in the Champions League. But certainly the way that Liverpool won it this time and the comeback and everything, and I think just the excitement it generated and the feel-good factor for everything, and some of the performances on the night, I think, you know, if you're going to give it to other sportsmen that individually and collectively have done well, but only over one series in the Ashes or whatever, and I mean, and that's not to the detriment of the cricketers who were, I mean, I ain't a big cricket fan, but I watched it, the vast majority, and it was just riveting. It was sport at its very best, but also the Champions League final in Istanbul was just amazing, the most dramatic football match I've ever seen in my life, and you know, all the Liverpool players played major parts in it, and you know, and the captain and two or three others stood out. So if you're going if you're going in a line through that they're giving individual awards to people in cricket, you know, why shouldn't they give it in football? And I think Rick Parry's 100% right in what he's saying. You know, we find it quite unbelievable that the Liverpool players have been left out, and obviously we want to know why.
Do you think there's a feeling in Liverpool that it's yet another shun for the club, given that Bob Paisley was never honoured?
Again, you know, you can look at the Manchester United thing, and Manchester United win that dramatic treble in 99, and Alex being knighted, and then you look at what Bob Paisley achieved at Liverpool and Shanks, and you would say, well, they're right to feel aggrieved, but you know, if it's happening two or three times, then you've got to look at the situation and say, and as I say, ask questions. Why are the Liverpool players and that, you know, were part of that unbelievable night in Istanbul not being honoured? And I think, as I say, 100% behind Rick Parry.